All right, let's unpack this. Today's deep dive is, well, it's into the Western Cape Provincial Treasury's annual performance plan for 2025/26.
Right, the new APP.
Yeah, exactly. And our mission today is to look at these documents and figure out how a modern treasury is, evolving from just a traditional bean counter into a real engine for economic growth.
Which is a huge shift, honestly.
It really is. And frankly, with all the rapid shifts happening in public finance right now, I have to ask, is a government treasury really just a giant accounting department anymore, or is something much more dynamic happening here?
Well, it's definitely something more dynamic now. I mean, if you look at the foreword from Minister Deirdre Bartman in the material, she explicitly says that fiscal prudence alone is no longer enough.
Right, just balancing the books isn't cutting it.
Exactly. They are actively shifting from being the people who just say no to expenses to, well, becoming actual architects of economic expansion.
Which brings us to how they're actually pulling that off. Because you don't just, magically decree economic growth. You need the technical tools to build it.
Yeah, you need the infrastructure.
Right. And I noticed that under Accounting Officer Jolinda Gantana, there's a massive push for digital transformation.
Oh, huge. They're bringing in AI-driven analytics and e-procurement solutions.
Yeah, it feels less like upgrading an old school calculator and more like, I don't know, upgrading to a proactive AI-powered financial advisor. Like it's charting the fastest route to energy resilience and alternative financing models.
What's fascinating here is why they actually need that predictive power. They're completely rebranding their entire function as an enabler and reliable partner.
Okay, but what does that actually look like on the ground, though?
Well, rather than waiting for local departments to submit expense reports, they're using these AI analytics to aggressively identify new, diverse revenue streams.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're forecasting economic trends before they even happen. So they aren't just auditing expenditures passively anymore.
Right, they're actively hunting for capital efficiency.
Exactly.
Okay, so they have this proactive, data-driven machinery in place. Now they need to actually deploy it for the citizens.
Right, and the plan ties directly into the province's growth for jobs strategy.
Yeah, aiming for a pretty ambitious 4 to 6% economic growth by 2035.
Which is no small feat.
Right. I actually have to push back a bit here because sustaining 4 to 6% growth is a massive target. And they plan to do this using what they call a life course and systems approach.
Focusing on households, cohesive communities, youth agency, and economic opportunities.
Right. But how does looking at a resident's timeline from, childhood to old age practically change how a budget is written?
Well, I mean, if we connect this to the broader picture, traditional government budgets usually operate in strict silos.
Like the education department gets its money, economic development gets theirs, right?
Exactly. But the life course approach breaks those walls down. By tracking the actual pathway of a citizen through life, they budget for the handoff.
Handoff.
Yeah, so they ensure the capital invested in a child's early education connects directly to the skills training they receive as a youth.
Oh, I see.
And then that plugs straight into targeted economic opportunities when they reach adulthood. It maximizes the impact of government interventions.
Which perfectly aligns with the national goals of reducing poverty, right?
Absolutely. Because you're treating a person's life as an interconnected system.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting. Because executing that kind of highly integrated life course strategy isn't easy, especially when the foundational legal rules just change overnight.
Oh, you're talking about the Supreme Court of Appeal ruling.
Yeah, the agribusiness MPC v. Minister of Finance case. That ruling completely invalidated national procurement regulations.
Just wipe them out.
Right. So suddenly, the province is forced to establish its own value-driven procurement policies from scratch. It's like being halfway through building a massive infrastructure project, and suddenly you're ordered to invent your own building codes.
That's a great way to put it. And it raises an important question, right? How does a state apparatus handle that level of immediate legal disruption?
Yeah, it seems like a nightmare.
It could be, but what the performance plan reveals is that they actually used it as a catalyst.
Wait, really? A catalyst for what?
For improving things. Because the national regulations were invalidated, the Treasury was no longer bound by this generic one-size-fits-all checklist.
Oh, so they had the freedom to adapt.
Exactly. They established specialized technical work groups to design bespoke supply chain management systems. And these are aligned directly with the Constitution's demand for fairness and cost effectiveness.
So by having to build their own rules, they actually improved supply chain transparency.
Yes, and they significantly improved the ease of doing business with the government as well.
Wow. So what does this all mean? Why should you care about this deep dive into a provincial performance plan?
Well, I think it shows that government finance isn't just static spreadsheets anymore.
Right. It's a living, breathing strategy. It is reacting to legal curveballs, leaping forward with AI technology, and adapting to the real human needs of your entire life.
It's a complete shift from just tracking where the money went to engineering systems that actually guarantee the money generates measurable growth.
Which is incredible to see in action, but it does leave us with one final thought to ponder.
What's that?
Well, if a provincial treasury is already successfully using AI-driven analytics to reshape bespoke procurement and predict complex financial trends, how long until AI is the one actually writing government budgets from scratch?